Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. Again, it is going to be a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday here on the A New Day show. I have two amazing experts line up for you this morning. You know, on this platform, we only give the best. So I want you to grab your pens and paper and get ready to take some amazing notes. And before I go into the housekeeping for today, I just want to play a little bit of our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, as always, we stay committed to what we offer here on the A New Day show. As I say, I have two amazing guests for today, two experts. And my first expert is going to be Karen Yonkovich, and she is an expert in the social media arena. And I'm not going to be telling you who she is. I'm going to give her an opportunity to do that as soon as I get her on live. However, if you are not yet connected with me on social media, I want you to put me on Facebook, also on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and if you Google me, you'll see all the others. And if you have not yet done so, would you call your friends and tell them that all road leads right now to the Blog Talk Radio .com platform. They can call in with their questions. And if anyone is listening who has utilized Karen's services, I encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Karen will be on the first two segments of the show. She goes from 10 until 11. So call in and just let us know how you rate her services. Have you been able to move your business to the next level by using her guidances? So let me hear from you. The chat room is also open, and you can come in here and you can type your questions if you are at work and not able to call and use the phone, you can join on the chat room by visiting the blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Also, if you're in the greater Litchfield area, our chapter meeting for the NAPW takes place at the Litchfield Inn, the fourth Tuesdays of every month. I want to say thank you for Miss Kendra Porter, who was our guest speaker last night. She did an amazing job. She is an image consultant. Kendra, if you're listening, I want to thank you for adding value to the ladies there. Miss Computer Lady, hello, my darling, from Ohio. Thank you for coming on. I know you're going to have some questions for my honored guest. It's been a long while. I love you. Thank you for the hearts and kisses, Miss Computer Lady. The cruise, we are having the cruise for the Empowering People Foundation. That's the nonprofit I founded to fund the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica. And we are doing a cruise June the 15th through the 22nd, June the 14th through the 22nd. Here is how you can get information. Please call up the cruise consultant, Tot Olinda Begg, and her mobile phone is 203-818-3174. Her direct line in the office is 203-539-0094. Call her up. She can get you a flyer out. She can get you all the detailed information pertaining to the payment plan for the cruise. So I hope that we can get you to commit to that and to help us. You can also donate on PayPal to the organization by using the email address dynamicdaphne12@att.net. I also want to welcome into the chat room guest 215. Welcome to the show. I am also in search of a co-host and also a producer. If you are interested and you're passionate about what I do, send me your bio or resume to dynamicdaphne12@att.net, or you can also send me a message here on the radio site and attach your resume. It does not matter where you are in the world, because this is a global platform. I just need for you, should be able to speak English. If you have other languages, that is an added value, but I need your primary language to be English. So, the crews, the volunteers, yes, and also if you're in the Connecticut area or the Westchester area of New York, and you are willing to volunteer for my TV show, We Tape in Danbury, Connecticut, I am looking for a few good men and women as well. And you get 12 hours of free training. You get an amazing certificate. And that training also helps you to become more marketable out there. So that is worth your time. So that is it for me. Now, again, call in 646-915-8166. And without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored expert, Karen Yankovic. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm so good, Dr. Daphne. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm thrilled and honored to be here with you.
I tell you, it's amazing. I have read up about you and research about you, and you are doing some phenomenal, phenomenal work. So I just am so excited that you took time out of your busy schedule this morning to just add value to my platform here. So I honor you.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you. Before we get into the task at hand, I want for you to take a few minutes, please, and tell the listeners who Karen Yankovich is. What is the journey that took her to this place that she is right now?
Okay. Well, I am, oh my gosh, it's been a long journey. Most of my life I have been in the technology field. So a lot of geeky things, it comes very naturally to me to work with technology and, I've done a lot of project management, I've owned businesses, I've helped businesses, I've been a consultant for the past 20 years or so. But over the past maybe 5 or 10 years, seeing the shift to inbound marketing and online marketing is such a natural fit to me because I also love to talk. I love to socialize. I love just to really get to know my clients. So social media is an absolute natural fit for me because it blends my geeky side with my love of getting to know my clients. Mm-hmm. So what I quickly found though was a lot of people that I do business with and a lot of people that I just knew personally that I spent time with, my yoga studios and people like that, they weren't quite as comfortable with the technology as I am. So I started to help them build out social media for their businesses, and it's kind of what got me to where I am today. I teach them how to have conversations to bring in more clients rather than being all salesy and pushy. Mm-hmm. Bring them in with social media, with conversations, with letting them know who they are in their heart. So, by using these platforms, they can really share their heart with people, and that turns into more business for them.
You know, I was so excited when my colleague in Florida introduced us because not very often we find women who are sitting in your chair. There are quite a lot of men who walk in that platform of expert in the geeky things of life. So every time I see a woman doing that, I get so excited and I say, wow, because the men do it and hold their shoulders so high, and the women, we back down from things like that. So I thank you for picking up the slot for us. Yes.
You know what? I'll tell you a quick funny story about that. I was at a client about a month ago, and I had on pink khaki pants, and I had on these great pumps that are all like pastel colors, and I totally looked all girls out, and I was actually sitting in like a server room, and I'm sure that these guys were all around me talking about how, all of this geeky stuff, probably thinking I just was the person that had the key to the door, Then when I opened my mouth, I think they were all like surprised that I could hold my own with my pink pants and, pretty shoes. It's a funny place to be. It's a fun place to be.
That's right. Because something, it's like, it is no different than us being in the boardroom.
Absolutely.
Every time we go in there, they think, oh, well, she's just a crybaby anyhow. But hello, when you open your mouth, then they start to swallow those big boulders. So it's all right. It's just fun.
It's absolutely fun.
I want to welcome guests 2, 2, 3 to the show. Well, let us just go right into social media and what you're here to talk about today, because it sounds like you and I could for 6 hours without getting to why we're here. We want to get in because I know you have some powerful information. Entrepreneurship and social media. Why do you think majority of us as entrepreneurs, why are we shying away from social media? Why aren't we utilizing it to the best of our ability, Karen?
I think primarily because we think we're so busy, and we think that it's going to be like a rabbit hole, that we're going to go on Facebook and never come off and never get any work done. So I think that people shy away from it because they don't really know how to systemize social media and how to really turn it into profits. A lot of us know how to get lots and lots of friends and followers, but not so much how to turn those friends and followers into paying clients.
Ouch.
And so we stay
Ouch.
Off.
Ouch.
Well, that's my goal. My goal is, if you work with me, we're talking about how to make profits from these, not just mm-hmm. how to, you know, have a lot more friends.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I want to remind the people in the chat room, come on, guys. You can type your questions or call in. Remember, Karen is only here for another 44 minutes. And I can tell already that we're going to have her back on, because this is a powerful sister. So call in 646-915-8166. So, yes, Karen, so where do we start?
Well, you know what? I loved that you started your introduction today by saying, if you Google me, you'll find all of this information. And that's where you start. You start by Googling your name and you see what comes up. Because you are, if you're an entrepreneur and you're a business person, you want to see what other people are seeing. And other people are Googling you. I promise, when people are looking to do business with you, they Google you. So you need to start by Googling yourself and see what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I always work with my clients with, because Google is so integrated with it, is LinkedIn. And that is sometimes a surprising place to start for a lot of people, because a lot of people kind of shy away from it. But because LinkedIn is so tightly connected with Google, it will be the top thing that comes up when people search for you. So it is your golden opportunity to show the world what you want them to know about you. Very often, they don't have to even go any further. They can stop right there. They know everything you now want them to know. If you don't have a professionally optimized profile, then they're going to keep digging. And who knows what they're going to find? You know, maybe they'll find your old high school pictures online somewhere, and you don't really want that, right? So, so I like to start with LinkedIn, because it's a way for you to tell the world what you want them to know about you, and what better opportunity is there than that?
You mentioned about, if you don't have a profile that is properly optimized, you want to tell the listeners what exactly that means, because I don't think everybody understands.
Sure.
I see people send me requests on LinkedIn and just sell it. I mean, they don't have a picture, and I'm thinking, no, it's like you have a mask on. I don't want to do business with people who I can't see their face. I want to welcome another social media expert who has been on my show numerous times, Dee Boone, to the show. So, yeah, go ahead, Karen.
Okay. Well, you know, when I say you should optimize your profile, yes, you should absolutely have a picture. And if you remember a few years ago when LinkedIn started to become more well-known, everybody looked at it like, oh, I only accept certain connections from LinkedIn. I accept everybody on Facebook and Twitter, but LinkedIn is special. I'm not really sure why that was, because LinkedIn is where you're presenting your professional profile. So First of all, make it public. Let everybody put what you want on there and let everybody see it. And, you know, because they're going to keep digging until they find what they want. So you might as well give it to them. So
that's
make your profile public, put your picture on there, and in your headline, you know, or very often we put things like president or a secretary or assistant or yoga teacher. Be creative. Make your headline something that you want people to click on, because if they do Google yoga teacher in, you know, Richmond, Virginia, and your LinkedIn profile comes up, you want that headline to grab their attention. So it can be more creative than just yoga teacher. So that's the kinds of things, you know, that you should be thinking about. You should be thinking about, when people search for you, when your ideal clients are searching for somebody like you, what words are they using? And then you need to use those words in your profile so that your profile comes up for your ideal client. And use those words over and over. And that's what I mean when I say optimize your profile.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I know I've had conversations with a lot of entrepreneurs, and they did not see the value of being on LinkedIn, because they are saying that, I'm not a career person. I'm not a this and I am not a that. And they don't want to be there. Why is it vital for entrepreneurs to be on LinkedIn?
Because the once you, you know, having an optimized profile is only step one. LinkedIn is so valuable to connect with the people that you want to do business with. And, you know, there's a couple of, depending on how you want to use LinkedIn, your profile should be set up. If you're looking for a job, you're going to set it up a specific way. If you're looking for clients, you're going to set it up a different way. If you're looking to just network with people in your industry, you're going to set that up a different way. And you want to then take that profile, and that's where you can start to connect to more people. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's I'm not a huge fan of just accepting all connections because at some point it just gets kind of crazy. But mm-hmm. LinkedIn is so much less noisy than like Twitter and Facebook that when mm-hmm. you do connect with people on LinkedIn, even if it's people you don't really know, you mm-hmm. really have an opportunity to get to know them, and they really have an opportunity to get to know you way more than any other social media site. So I kind of look at it as like an online, like you go to a trade show, right, for your business. Mm-hmm. You go there and everybody's in social mode. Everybody's looking to mm-hmm. network and looking to do business with each other. That's what you're on when you're on LinkedIn. That's the mindset everybody's on. So
one person in the one person in the chat room says they probably only accept certain people on LinkedIn instead of everybody because they are trying to keep it a professional side and not so much to have too much personal information on LinkedIn. And that just affirm what you are saying.
Yeah.
You are going to be somebody else says sometimes, and this has happened to, okay, so this person is saying that this has happened to her. So we just need to prioritize what we are putting out there. You find out your competitors are. Oh, okay. So she's
you can direct what you want mm-hmm. them to see. You don't have to put mm-hmm. your personal business on there. Absolutely.
Exactly.
You just put,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Exactly. But if you learn how to do it right, then your company will always come ahead of your competitors. And
absolutely.
I am such an avid advocate for operating in our authenticity and our uniqueness. And when we keep that in our consciousness, we don't have to worry about the competitors because ain't nobody going to do you like you do you. But if you use this, I know the society do that, and I know there's so much teaching about what the competitor is doing and the competitor this and the competitor that. We spend more than half of our time worrying about the competitor instead of concentrating on what it is I want to give to my customers.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, and I just want to point out, too, when we're talking about right now your LinkedIn personal profile. So mm-hmm. this is about you, the professional, not mm-hmm. necessarily your business. So you're going to mm-hmm. share information about your business, but this is about you, the professional. So, yes, you know, depending on who you connect with and how you connect with them, there could mm-hmm. be some concerns. I completely agree with you. If you're doing your job right, you shouldn't be the least bit concerned about competitors. If the business is meant to stay with you and you're serving them the way you should, then that's not a place for me to come from a sales perspective. But mm-hmm. that being said, it's not about your business. It's about you. It's about mm-hmm. you, the professional, and telling the world how amazing you are. You know, when I work with clients, I work with some clients one-on-one to do their profiles, and I say, you know, no one's going to say to you, I bet she's even better than she says she is on LinkedIn. Say mm-hmm. how great you are, and then support mm-hmm. it with all of the stuff underneath, you know, and let people
yes.
know that you are the expert at whatever it is mm-hmm. you're the expert at, because we all are expert at something. And then if you do want to use it more for your business promoting, then you can set up a company page. And all of this is free. It doesn't cost you anything to utilize. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to bring so much more credibility to you and so much more search engine optimization to your business. If you set up a company mm-hmm. page, you now can, mm-hmm. you know, link back to your website, and that brings more people to your website. And it's all free. It's such a powerful tool. I would say almost 99% of the time when I work with people on this, they leave the session saying, I had no idea I could do all of this.
Wonderful, because to be honest, I honestly and truly did not know that we could go ahead and set up a company page too. So, whew, if I should go right now, I would have gotten something out of this session. So, again, I want to remind people, we just have 34 minutes and 38 seconds for this first segment. And the second segment, we are going to have expert Andre Taylor on. So be sure to call in. We don't want you to be calling for with questions for Karen when Andre is on. So I want you to do it now. 646-915-8166. So what else do we need to know, Karen?
Okay, so what else do we need to know? So, you know, what one of the most important things to know when you're thinking about social media is that you don't have to be everywhere. You need to know what's available to you, and then you need to look at your business and you need to see what works for you. So LinkedIn is the place to start, because that's where you establish you, the professional. And then you can, if you want, move on to a company page there. And then there's strategies, and you can Google all of this or you can call me, but there's strategies on how to drive business to your business through LinkedIn. But then beyond LinkedIn, then you want to look at some of the other sites that are available to you, and you want to see what makes sense for your business. If you're graphical, you know, if you have more of a visual brand, you might want to use Instagram or Pinterest more. If you have a more social brand, you might want to use Facebook and Twitter or some combination of them, but you don't have to be everywhere. And that's really important to know too, and that because that becomes overwhelming.
Well, you know, how do we start to convert these numbers or these connections into dollars?
Okay, so I'll go back to LinkedIn. Okay, we'll start with that because we've talked a lot about that. So let's say you have 500, 700 connections on LinkedIn. And you are rolling out a new product. You can think about who in your industry or who for your brand would be a huge advocate and bring huge business to your brand. And you can search them out on LinkedIn, and you can find a way to connect with them. Whether it's even just for a sale or for a, you know, you want to give them something for free and hopefully in return for a recommendation. And you can find them, even if you're not personally connected with them, if you are a member of the same group, you can message them directly. And when you message people directly, and obviously you need to do this very judiciously. You don't want to be messaging everybody or everybody's going to just block you. So you need to be really careful. But if you are strategic and careful about this, you can find people that will benefit your business, and you can message them directly, and you bypass the gatekeeper. You're not calling you're not calling them while they're on the phone trying to do their financials, you know, sitting at their desk in the middle of the day. When they read your message, they're in socializing mode because they're reading it from LinkedIn. So you have a real opportunity to connect with people that can further advance your business, whether it's a sale or just from a networking perspective. So you know, that's just one way to use LinkedIn. There's a thousand ways. Twitter, let's talk about Twitter. Twitter's probably my second favorite platform for my business.
Before you go on to Twitter, I have another. Do you recommend that people who are not very proficient, do you recommend that they get somebody that manages this platform for them? What do you think? What's your take on it?
Yes, it depends. I'm going to say that really depends. If you don't have to be proficient. You are who you are. Okay, so LinkedIn is about you. So when you're posting, now if you have a company page, that might be different, but we're not really talking about that right now. We're talking about your profession, your personal profile. I think it's important you post yourself and you manage it yourself because it stays more authentic that way. But that being said, there are tools that you can use, that many of them are free, that can help you manage that process, mm-hmm. that you can mm-hmm. sit down once a week and schedule mm-hmm. posts ahead of time. And
okay.
you can schedule posts to multiple platforms, but certainly to LinkedIn and some of your other platforms.
There is another person, as you heard me mention, another expert who is mm-hmm. In the platform, Dee Boone, which I know somebody I'll introduce you to. She's great, too, at what she does. She's asking, in your point of view, how valuable are endorsements on LinkedIn?
Good question. Really good question. I have mixed feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's two ways for you to tell somebody that you value them as a professional. And one of the ways is endorsements, and the other way is recommendations. And mm-hmm. recommendations is where I go on to your LinkedIn profile, and Karen Yankovich tells the world that Dr. Daphne is fabulous at what she does, and here's what she did for me, and here's why. And that is hugely valuable to your business when you mm-hmm. get these social proof from other people right on the social platform. I mm-hmm. think... Now, endorsements are similar in that I can go on your profile and you might have 10 or 50 skills listed, and mm-hmm. I can say, yes, I agree. I endorse her for these five skills. She's good at public mm-hmm. speaking. She's good as a radio host, and I mm-hmm. say I endorse you.
Mm-hmm.
When people endorse me, I absolutely welcome those endorsements, but I think in mm-hmm. many cases, people are endorsing people instead of recommending them, and what you mm-hmm. really want are recommendations. So endorsements are there. I kind of feel like they're like a necessary evil. Because they're mm-hmm. there, we really need to use them. And if you're using this profile to present yourself as an expert, then you do need to have endorsements. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way you do that is you endorse other people authentically for what you think mm-hmm. they're good at, and hopefully they endorse you back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there would be a lot lost if LinkedIn did away with endorsements. I think that mm-hmm. they're really kind of just clutter, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I get endorsed by people for things that I know they have no idea whether or not I know how to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people that I've worked with in project management endorse me for social media, and I know they have no idea if I know what I'm doing there. So
mm-hmm.
to me, it's valuable because it's there, and it shows people that look at my profile that I've got 87 people that say I'm great at social media.
Beyond that, I'm
not really sure the value of them.
Mm-hmm. And some people probably just do it and think, all right, well, she'll endorse me too. Because I've known people that message me, ask me to endorse them, and I say the same thing. You would need to have me speak with someone you work with in that area because I honestly don't understand what it is about. And they don't understand, oh, well, it's just an endorsement. I said, there's nothing as just an endorsement. What I'm saying is that I believe that you are capable of doing such and such. And a lot of people really don't get it, but great point. So now you can move in. We have only 26 minutes. Can you imagine? Can you please move in?
No, I can't. It's going so fast.
Yeah. You are going to address Twitter.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my second favorite platform is Twitter. And it took me a long time to understand the value of Twitter. I was spending a lot of time on Twitter, and I wasn't getting any hits to my website from Twitter, and I didn't understand it. And I remember posting in a Facebook group of other business entrepreneurs that I belong to, like whining about Twitter, like, I don't know why I'm even doing Twitter. And their response was really interesting to me. It was, where else can you speak directly to Oprah? Where else can you at reply to Oprah and say what you want to say to her? And you can take that same concept to all of the other leaders in your industry. It's a way for you to connect directly with these people and speak to them. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of approached it
from that standpoint.
Yeah. And I approached it from that standpoint, and I started to strategically build a Twitter following. And mm-hmm. I have a whole strategy behind it that was way more than we can talk about today.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But I'm approaching 10,000 Twitter followers right now. And I get business every single day from Twitter now. I get people, I have a couple of products that are, like I have a LinkedIn product that I actually have, if you're following me on Twitter, which is at Karen Yankovich, you can find mm-hmm. all this on my website, KarenY.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sale going for the month of October on a LinkedIn product that I'm actually going to phase out after this month, and I'm going to move it to a different platform. So I have a sale going on that, and I have people that buy it off of just tweets almost every single day. So
wow,
I'm active on Twitter. I know.
Wow.
So I'm active on Twitter. I try – you cannot overpost on Twitter. So I try not to overpost. I try to be conscious of that, but I think they're so – it's such a fast-moving feed that you can post every 20 minutes and people wouldn't even know you're posting every 20 minutes, right? So you can set up cues. I actually, my favorite tool for Twitter is Social Oomph, O-O-M-P-H, and it's the one social media tool that I actually pay for a subscription for because it allows me to set up rotating cues. So I post a lot of quotes. Quotes get me a lot of action on Twitter. People retweet them. That brings me more followers. So I have a queue of about 200 quotes that I set up in Social Oomph, and when a quote posts, it posts one every 4 hours maybe, when a quote posts, it goes to the back of the queue, so it never runs dry. It always keeps running, okay? Yeah, is that worth it? It's like $30 a month. That is worth its weight in gold.
Nice.
You know, 2 days ago, I tweeted a quote from Barbara Cochran from Shark Tank. Do you know Barbara Cochran?
Yes.
She's on Shark Tank, the TV show. She's a multimillionaire entrepreneur, real estate investor, and she retweeted my tweet 2 days ago. Barbara Cochran retweeted my quote of her to her 100,000 Twitter followers.
Yes, and she built her empire from, she used to be a waitress in New York City. Phenomenal woman. Powerhouse.
So where else can you get that kind of, you know,
collaboration
to the world, right? So Twitter has become... So in addition to that one queue, I have queues that run for my blog posts. Every time I run a blog post, I put it into my blog post queue, and that continually runs and never runs dry. And that post maybe every 6 hours, I post a tweet on that. And then you can have queues, like if I have a special promotion coming up, I'll put a queue in just for that promotion, and I'll put those queues in, and they'll run for a month, and when the promotion's over, I'll stop that. So it runs on autopilot, and then all I have to do is go in every day and do the fun part. Talk to people that have retweeted me or that have messaged me. You know, I can sit down and tweet. Like, I happen to really like watching Shark Tank, so sometimes I'll watch it and I'll tweet it live. I'm also a Jets football fan, so sometimes I'll sit and watch the Jets game and I'll tweet with people about that. And you can talk to people all over the world about that touchdown that, you know, that somebody just made. So it's just a fun tool. So from a business perspective, it runs on autopilot. And from a personal perspective, I get to do all the fun stuff with it now. I get to sit down when I'm in a good mood and I'm in the mood to talk to people, and I just get to do all the fun stuff. So
Beautiful.
Huge business tool for me.
Beautiful. Instagram, Facebook, which one you want to touch on next?
Well, let's touch on Facebook. And I will tell you this about Facebook. Facebook is... I mean, everybody has a Facebook account now, right? Every business really should have a Facebook account. But it's very difficult to keep up with Facebook's algorithms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a couple of different Facebook pages, and one of my pages has, you know, 4,000 followers on it. And I can post a post and maybe 250 people will see the post, because Facebook tells you how many people saw that post. So it's very difficult to know what is happening with Facebook, right? How to get yourself in front of people with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can use very, very successfully, you can use Facebook ads. They're very inexpensive. There's ways you can take Facebook and monetize it and use it to bring people to your website and to add to your email list. But it's more work than LinkedIn and Twitter. For I think less effort, but that doesn't mean that if it's the right platform for you, that it's not going to be hugely valuable.
Huge.
For me,
it's
not as valuable as those. Those are my two favorites. Facebook would probably be not my third, even I would say anymore, because I'm going to go to Instagram. Instagram is probably my third favorite, but I didn't want to not do Facebook because everybody's interested in hearing about Facebook.
Yes.
So I'm on Facebook all the time. It's a great way for me to stay in touch with my followers. It's a great way for me to stay in touch with people that I do business with. I belong to several groups on Facebook, entrepreneur groups. Where else can you get that kind of support? You can probably join many of them for free. So if you purchase a program from somebody, say somebody, you know, if you purchase, let me think about somebody like Amy Porterfield. Amy Porterfield is a Facebook expert. She's an expert in Facebook ads. So if you're interested in really launching your business on Facebook, you should look up Amy Porterfield. And Amy, if you buy her products, you get to belong to her Facebook group, her private group. Mm-hmm. And once you belong to her group, you have a place to go to get help from people. Where if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're a solopreneur, sometimes we feel a little alone. So Facebook is a place where you can belong to groups to get support of other people for what we're doing with our business when we don't have any personal, you know, assistants and coworkers.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we only have 19 minutes leave, Karen. So I would like to point you into the direction of summarizing and highlighting any information you want the listeners to hold dear to their hearts. And I also want you to tell them, after you summarize, how to get in touch with you. And I'll continue speaking with you until Andre comes on. And you're welcome to, you know, if your time allow for you to be on to listen, Andre. So you can, it's 18 minutes and 48 seconds leaving this segment. So you can please begin to summarize your talk. Or if you had anything else you wanted to talk about that we haven't yet, this is the time to do that, please.
Okay, well, I will give you a couple minutes then on Instagram, because Instagram is a fairly new platform, and I'm becoming a huge fan of Instagram. It's a fun platform. Instagram is a platform where you install the app on your cell phone, and you can take pictures on your phone and upload them to your Instagram account. But what is so powerful about Instagram is hashtags. And when I say hashtags, so if I post something that has something to do with social media, I might say hashtag social media or hashtag the town that I'm in, or, you know, using hashtags to do that. When you go on Instagram, as with Twitter and Facebook, by the way, you can search by those hashtags and see who else is talking about those same topics. Mm-hmm. But what makes Instagram so powerful is you can pre-set up your Instagram account that anytime you post to Instagram, it automatically posts to your Facebook page and your Twitter feed. So you take one picture, you've now got instant content for, because I know a lot of people are like, what do I put on all these pages? You now have instant content for your Facebook page and your Twitter feed. The hashtags and the at replies carry over to Facebook and Twitter. So now when they post on there, those same hashtags can be searched on those other platforms, and it's giving you, you know, a triple bang for every post you make on Instagram. And it's a way for you to, you know, with social media, and this kind of takes me into wrapping up, with social media, you really are sharing yourself with the world. And you don't have to share your personal private business, but you are sharing who you are, what your heart is saying, and what your authentic message is. Mm-hmm. And using these platforms properly allows you to let people see that. So if they are looking to do business with somebody, you know, if they're looking at three different websites and they're just reading the content on the website, they really aren't getting to know you and how you handle your business. But if they're following you on social media and they see your Instagram posts about a hike you took last week, or about you know, your mastermind group that you just took pictures of and you're sharing with everybody, or you went to see I went to see Michael Port speak about a month ago, and I tweeted pictures of me with Michael Port. So it shows my followers that I really do spend time learning about my trade and my business, and I go to these events. So it shows people kind of like a behind the scenes to my business, and that brings me business. That lets people know who I am, and it gives them a sense of whether or not they want to work with me. So I think Instagram is a big tool for that.
I'm glad you're sharing that now, because in a week I'll be going to the Dominican Republic to attend the Awesomeness Fest. And I am not part of Instagram yet, so I'm glad you're sharing this now. So I'll have to get my butt on there.
You absolutely do. I'll help you. Call me and I'll help you.
Thank you. Thank you. So, D. Boone, guest 215-233-255. Miss Computer, you only have 15 minutes leave here in this segment to call in and ask your questions or type it here. Let me hear from you. I tell you something. I always love to hear people calling on the phone. So if you have a question or a remark, if you're on the phone and you're a client of Karen Yankovic, call in and say something about the service. You know, a lot of times we don't really pat people on the back, and everybody enjoys a little patting on the back. So call in right now. We have 15 minutes remaining on this segment, and then we are going to have Mr. Andre Taylor call us in. So go ahead, Karen.
Okay, well, I guess if I was going to expand on that, I would say that the message I really want to get across to everybody is that social media levels the playing field. You can be as visible to your clients as Pepsi can. So it gives you a level playing field to enter to get your name out there. It's free. You don't incur any, you know, massive ongoing costs to run your social media campaign, and if used properly, it can continually bring business into your world, and it allows you to keep your contacts warm. It allows you to keep putting your name in front of them in ways that you weren't able to do before, without spending, you know, massive amounts of money on a billboard or on an ad. Exactly. It allows you to do that. So I encourage everybody to take advantage of that, and don't let it overwhelm you, or don't be afraid of it, because it is kind of a big gorilla to some people. And you can take it in very small pieces. And start with one platform at a time. See if it works for you. If it's not working for you, move on. You know, there's no exact science to this. It's not like you have to say, well, I've invested all of this time in Pinterest, and now it's not bringing me any business. Move on. Do something else. Like I was about to walk away from Twitter until I got talked into it, and now I love it. So you just never know.
So for all the many, many people out here who do not yet have a system, before they put that call into you for help, I want you to tell them briefly, you know, some of the systems that you can help them to implement.
Okay. Well, you know, the first thing I do when I talk to people is I want to learn about their business, and I want to learn about who, and this is what you should pay, you should start. Everybody should spend buy a journal, and make the journal your client journal, and think about who your absolute favorite client in the world is, and how great your life and your business would be if you had more clients like that client, and then write about that client in your journal, and start to think about where that client is hanging out, what sites they're on, what they're doing on those sites. If your client is on, you know, Instagram or Facebook, what are they doing on Facebook? Are they joining groups? What groups are they joining? You know, get in your client's head a little bit and build your business from that perspective, and build your social media platform from that perspective. Where can I find these people that are my ideal clients? Where are they hanging out, and how can I best serve them? Because with social media, it's not outbound marketing. You're not constantly throwing out, and now you can buy this. It's inbound marketing. You continually provide them with great content and great tips, and they'll come to you. So think about where your ideal clients are hanging out. I like to recommend you keep a journal, and you just make notes about them on a regular basis. If you're at a store and you see a product that you think your ideal client would love, paste a picture of it in your notebook, and then post your social media posts from that perspective. Talk to that person. Read your posts out loud. If when you read your posts out loud before you post them, if it doesn't sound like you or feel like you, rewrite it until it does. Because when you are coming from an authentic place with your social media, your clients will know it. And that's when they'll come to you for business.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you just affirm my belief when I say when you operate from an authentic place, you don't need to worry about your competition because, you know, nobody can do it like you do it. So that was amazing information, Karen. You have 10 minutes remaining. You can use it as you so desire, but be sure you give your people your contact information and how to find you and all of that.
Well, I will do that now. I have I have several websites, but you can get the most information from me on my main site, which is www.karenyankovich.com. You can also get there by karenwy.com, karenwy.com, so you don't have to remember how to spell my name. And when you go there, you can subscribe. I have a free 5-part video series on how to start using social media. And you can subscribe to that video series, and that will, in addition to that video series, you'll be added to my email newsletter list. And I don't send out 5 times a week, but I send out regular emails with what's going on. And my emails have a lot of tips. What I found that week, I like to curate information from other people, right? Like I mentioned mm-hmm. a few people on this call that do things very similar to what I do. I, mm-hmm. you know, use them if you want to use them. And I share that with my followers, the great tips that I've learned that week. So from mm-hmm. that website, you can also find my Facebook page and my Twitter feed and all of my other social media sites. So that's a great way to get started. Mm-hmm. I have a few things coming up that are not live yet, but if you get on my newsletter feed, you'll get information on them. And one of the things is I'm going to be co-hosting a telesummit series that's going to be in December called the Heart-Centered Business Bootcamp. And that is going to just be all experts that in different fields, and each week is going to be how to build your heart-centered business. And it's completely free. You can listen for free to every one of these experts. The first week is about, you know, planting your flag. How do you establish your business? The second week is about, you know, growing your tribe. And the third week about is climbing your mountaintop. How do you start your business? How do you manage your business? And then how do you take your business to the next level? So that's coming up, and that's really exciting. So I have a lot of things in the hopper in the next couple of months, so I'm excited to share them with your followers as well, so I hope that they follow me and they can get some information on some of these things. I'm happy to help anybody that's looking to get started on this. If you're interested in getting some one-on-one, send me an email. You can email me to karen@karenyankovich.com. Again, you can get that on my website. Send me an email and we'll set up some time, you know, I'll set up some time, we'll do a free 15 minutes just to see where you're at and see if there's anything I can do to help you with in that short time. I'm happy to do that for whoever's interested in that. Mm-hmm. And I will, you know, there's one other thing I wanted to mention when I talked about my video series. Mm-hmm. Well, before I talk about that, let me just mention one more thing. I can't overstate how important I believe it is for you to have a proper LinkedIn profile. So if I was going to suggest one thing that we could do to work together, it would be let's get your LinkedIn profile optimized. And mm-hmm. I do have a page on my website that you can find out about some of the different services on that. But if you go to my website, and I don't share this with everybody, but I'm going to share this with your listeners. If you go to mm-hmm. my website, karenwy.com, and put /friends, you'll get mm-hmm. that service at a very discounted price.
Oh, thank you.
I offer that to people, you know, at trade shows and things like that, mm-hmm. but I'm offering it to your people here. If they put /friends at the end of my website, they'll get a special discounted rate on one-on-one time to get your LinkedIn profile done. It's just an hour, but it gives you tons and tons of information on how to provide, you know, and it's just you and me, so it's all about mm-hmm. what's going to work best for you. So I will offer that to your listeners. And while you're watching my video series, the reason I did this video series is because I mm-hmm. wanted to show my followers, who are often very heart-centered businesses, how mm-hmm. important doing video is for your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a way for you to speak to your clients and, mm-hmm. and your prospective clients. And those videos were all taken with, you know, my cell phone on a pile of books practically, you know, at the right mm-hmm. height. I do have some lights and some other things, but they were very inexpensive. And video is such a huge platform today. YouTube is owned by Google, so so if you post, if you do a blog post that's a video blog post, you're getting like a triple bang for your buck. It's going on YouTube, Google Plus, and your website. And it brings massive amounts of search engine optimization to your website, and it shares your heart with your prospective clients. So when you're watching these videos, one of the videos actually is why you should be doing video. And I would really encourage you to embrace video for your marketing efforts, and you can use them. It's a great way to share more about your life with your clients. It takes 2 seconds. You can do video even on Instagram now. Instagram gives you a 15-second video option. So if you're, you know, if you're in like so, when you're at your conference next week, you can do short little 15-second videos. You can say, "Here I am with so and so, and we just listened to this person, and it was amazing. I can't wait to bring you the next one." And it really shows who you are to people. So when you're watching those videos, I want, like, literally, you can see I was sitting on my couch recording those videos. In my living room. You don't have to have a studio. You don't have to have any fancy equipment. With my couch and my cell phone.
Wonderful. Okay. Any closing thoughts for you, Karen? Until Andre calls in, I'm just messaging him now to call in.
You know, my closing thoughts would just be, don't be afraid of social media. Find a way that works for you. If it's not working for you, if you're spending too much time on it, then stop and think about what you can change. And you can, and put it on your calendar. Put social media, an hour a day maybe if you want, on your calendar, or set a timer, 20 minutes and I'm done, and then get off Facebook after 20 minutes and go on to do what you have to do. It can be managed if you systemize it. Just, you know, if you find yourself getting sucked into it, it isn't social media's fault.
That's one. Wonderful. Oh, thank you. I have my honored expert on. So, Karen, I want to thank you for coming on this morning and for adding value to my listenership. And will you make me one promise and commit to come back?
Oh, I would be happy to. This is so much fun. It's been my absolute pleasure, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Okay, and again, Karen, give them your contact information, your website, and all of that good stuff for those people who didn't hear it.
The best way to find me is on my website, www.karenwhy.com. When you get to that site, if you put /friends at the end of it, you'll get a special offer for one-on-one time to get your LinkedIn profile optimized, so we're showing the world what you want them to know about you. And from my website, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. You can get my video series. There's tons and tons of free stuff. There's actually a bunch of free access to free webinars that I've done, and you can find all of that on my website.
All right. Thank you so much. Continued success in all that you do. And I look forward to having you in my Rolodex for a very, very long time. So,
well,
continued
feeling
success.
Is mutual. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And my other expert is in the virtual green room. But before I bring him on, I want to thank the people who are in the chat room hanging out with us from the beginning of the show. And D. Boone, guest 215, guest 233, Miss Computer Lady, and yes, Marsha. Thank you guys for hanging out. You can just stay put because my other honored expert is going to be on. But before I bring him live, I just want a word from our sponsor.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so listen, I know we as a people, we have our stuff just hanging out there for the world to take advantage of, and we are not protecting them. So here's your opportunity to speak with a copyright attorney. So take advantage of that. And without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Mr. Andre Taylor, to this platform. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Daphne. It's great to be with you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming on this morning and to make a difference in what I am doing. So let us go right into what we are here for today. I tell you, I think we have been connected on social media for a while, but my first time that I began taking notice of the work you are doing, it's a few weeks ago you were on one of my colleagues' show.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened in. So although I've ordered your books and everything, I haven't yet read them. So I am just going to have to just go with what you're telling. But, you know, based on what I have noticed in my research is that you have been ruffling feathers for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
From that, you have been adding a lot of value. So I know it's such an honor for you to put time out to be with us this morning. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Daphne. You're quite, you know, it's really interesting that you are doing a wonderful thing by delivering this program about empowerment and about resilience. And these are the kinds of ideas that we really need in the forefront today. I've been, as you mentioned, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been writing and speaking and working in corporate America, building businesses, coaching, consulting, doing all those sorts of things. And we can't get too much of that. This is what the world really needs. So it's an honor to be with you.
Thank you. You mentioned working in corporate, and you have done that, you know, successfully for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What took you to the place where you say, Andre, you know something, I'm going to have to make the switch and I'm going to have to invest in the people who are outside of the corporate arena?
Well, I guess the interesting thing about my background is that, yes, I was in the corporate arena, and I wound up being an entrepreneur, but I wanted to be an entrepreneur all my life. That was something that was important to me from the earliest ages. I learned very early on that entrepreneurship, selling, creativity, putting great ideas out there was really the way to be what you were intended to be and to flex your creativity and to demonstrate that to the world in a way that touches them and redounds to your benefit and your family's benefit. So I wanted to be an entrepreneur all my life, and when I went into corporate America, I really did so with the idea that I would get some great experience in corporate America. As I mentioned we're in my book and on the show that you heard me on, I had a fire in my apartment, and at the time, I was building a business plan. I was a teenager. I was working at one point from midnight to 8 in the morning for 4 years, all through high school. I worked all night long. I did that because not only did I want to have some money in my pocket to potentially help my family, to help my mom out, who was a single mom. My dad had passed away when I was 4 years old, but I wanted this opportunity to work closely with the owner of a restaurant, an entrepreneur, because I wanted to see firsthand how things happened. And I did that, and in the course of that, I realized that one of the gifts that I had was the ability to look at business and life situations, synthesize what I was seeing, and come up with strategies, tactics, ideas, and clarity on how one could be more successful. So early on, I think I was probably 19 years old, I said, you know, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to write books, I'm going to speak, I'm going to do seminars. But that was interrupted by a fire that happened in my apartment. And when that happened, my family, actually my mom and I, we had moved to an apartment at that point, sold our big house in Brooklyn, and we were devastated. And I had to make some fast decisions. And one of those decisions was to reach out to the folks that I knew. I had a friend in high school who said, you know, you should speak to my dad. He's a banker on Wall Street. And he immediately connected me with the Human Resources Department. I wound up working in corporate America, quickly rose through the ranks, left that company, wound up in a media company. I became a vice president of marketing and sales for one of the largest multinational media companies in the world. But ultimately, I realized, you know, my dream was to run my own business. And so I left there, started a sports company, which I ran as a partner for more than a decade, and then decided to get into my true love, which is helping business people understand how they could become leaders in their life and leaders in their industry.
Amazing. What an amazing story. So, you know, guys, for those of you who are listening, never say never. You know,
oh, absolutely not.
Regardless of the adversities that we encounter in life, if we step back, take a deep breath, relax, there are so many lessons there to be learned.
Oh, absolutely.
There are so many lessons to be learned. So
you know, Daphne, just one thing I want to say about that is, you know, I used to think about this as I was growing up. I said, you know, one day I'm going to be on television helping folks who need to get in touch with this kind of knowledge and these kinds of ideas. And as you know, I regularly appear on ABC News. I do a segment called Money Matters. It's aimed at helping folks who are in business. And I've probably done more than 70 of those segments over the years. And sometimes when I'm sitting in the studio and the lights come on, the director's in my ear, and the host is saying, welcome, Andre Taylor, I'm reminded of those days when I imagined that possibility. So you're absolutely right. Your dreams will come true if
That's
you respect
right.
them, if you trust them, if you believe in them, and you mm-hmm. act on those dynamic impulses that come to you that will guide you along the way.
That's right. You know something, because our intuition is always alert, but we ignore it. It's funny how we ignore it and we go to everybody else who we think ought to know more better than our intuition. And, you know, those are some of the reasons why I do what I do. Because we need to be awakened. There are too many people are dying and leaving this world without their music being played. Their buildings are not being architected because they are too fearful of stepping out and doing that which they were called to do. And this is why I honor and respect people like you, Andre, in this arena, who know that we can all do more than we can do. There's so much potential that we have, but what I've noticed is that people do something and they sit back and they are happy now. And what people need to understand is that our potential is that which we have not yet done. Once we do it, it's no longer your potential, you know? So we have to stay alert. And this is why your work and your teaching and your guidance is so important to all of us as entrepreneurs.
And you know, Daphne, I want your listeners to understand that, you know, you hear a lot of people out there talking about you can do it, you've got to tap into your potential, you know, all these wonderful ideas that they hear. But what I'm talking about here, it is that, but this is no theory. This is no theory. I'm abbreviating my story for the benefit of helping you understand sort of the arc, how it all happened. In between, we're talking about not only fires, we're talking about missteps, we're talking about corporate politics, we're talking about setbacks, we're talking about perceived lack of opportunity, conflict. We're talking about not enough money. We're talking about difficulty in paying bills. And the real power is understanding how to listen to, become attuned to, and trust your instincts through that, because you will be guided with answers. And a lot of times when I talk to people, I say, wow, are you a business person? Is this a business person describing this? Shouldn't you be talking about business plans and spreadsheets and all of those things that we learn in academic settings? And the answer is yes, those things are absolutely important. But the best business people have the ability to look within and trust their instincts, and they're great because they do that. You can do all the academic stuff in the world, but if you don't believe and you don't know in your capability, you are going to have nothing but missteps.
That's right. That's right. And you know something, I don't know whether or not you had the opportunity, if you were listening when I had Karen Yankovic on earlier on, and we were talking about operating from our authentic place and uniqueness, and not concentrate too much on the competition. Mm. And I know from personal experience, I remember I was sitting in an airport. I think I was in the Ohio airport a couple of years ago, and I introduced myself to a lady that was sitting next to me, and she asked what I did, and I told her. And she said, oh, you're like Les Brown. I said, no, I'm Daphne. Just happened that Les is a speaker and so am I. I said, I can assure you, Les is not trying to do me and I'm not trying to do him. Mm-hmm. But it's important that we do what we do to set ourselves apart from mm-hmm. what others are doing. If we do our best, then we don't need to be worrying about what somebody else is doing, because we are giving too much energy about what somebody else is doing about instead of what we can do mm-hmm. and how we can do it better to mm-hmm. satisfy those who we are serving.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there is a tendency always to want to compare you to someone else. Mm-hmm. And so when people meet you and they'll say, wow, you act this way, or you remind me of this person, or you speak this way, you remind me of this person, this is very common. And I think you're so true. I think that the real key, in fact, one of the difficulties, and I know we're going to get into this creative ways of monetizing, but mm-hmm. one of the problems that entrepreneurs have when it comes to monetizing is they're focused too much on what everyone else is doing. That's and right. not enough on what they're doing. When you mm-hmm. get immersed in what you're doing and you are connected to your customer in such a way where you are serving them mm-hmm. and even not even so concerned about their individual reaction as much mm-hmm. as focused on being who you're supposed to be, mm-hmm. monetizing becomes a lot easier. And so you're absolutely right. It's developing a greater awareness of mm-hmm. who you mm-hmm. are, not so much focused on who everyone else is.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other things I always rub me the wrong way is that people think that in order to keep a customer, their things need to be cheaper than somebody else. And I said, no, 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 that is not, the money is not even supposed to come in the equation. I mm-hmm. said, you know something? I never forget how somebody make me feel. So mm-hmm. as long as you are making me feel satisfied, you are letting me feel welcome, I'm going to honor you. I don't care how much it costs me. If you're adding mm-hmm. value to what I'm doing, then I'm going to continue doing business with you. So with that being said, Andre, I want to go into why we are here this morning. How can we creatively tie what we are doing as entrepreneurs?
Well, I appreciate, you know, what you just said, because I think that trying to somehow appeal to the market by depreciating who you are and what you're doing is a danger. Now, there is some value in using some level of making your products, your services, and your abilities accessible in terms of a strategy. There's some value in doing that. But you have to be careful that you don't define yourself in that way. And there are a couple of things I think that entrepreneurs need to understand. The first thing is that there are some intangibles that will make you much more successful. Those intangibles include creativity, focusing on the work at hand, focusing on the customer, and really being engaged in what you're doing. This is one of the things that makes artisans, people who create great works of art, great luxury products, great individual products and services so great. They're not so much focused on everything else out there. They kind of get lost in their work. But there are probably five things I think that we could talk about here a bit in terms of monetizing. One thing that I would say is quite important, and the first thing I would mention, is what I would call staging. And staging really means monetizing always involves several steps. A lot of folks are impatient when it comes to business. You know, we live in this world where everything happens so quickly. And we think because we can microwave lunch, we can microwave our careers and businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We have to realize that things do happen in stages. And
mm-hmm.
when you are doing a deal, for example, with a company, you don't start out by saying, hi, I'd like to have $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You start out by having a conversation about their needs, what you can
mm-hmm.
bring to those needs. When I started my business, I started out by servicing those people who were close to me. And then gradually I started to build rapport and look at other kinds of things I could do. So the
mm-hmm.
staging process is quite important. And what that means essentially is when you're out there in the market looking to offer your products and services, you have to put in your mind, how will a customer get to know who I am? What's the flow? For example, many of the folks listening here, and maybe I'll do a little commercial for myself here, they'll go to my website, andretaylor.com, and one of the great ways to get to know me is to get my book and get my video, You Can Still Win, because what that will do is help you understand, okay, here's the background of this person. Here's their experience. Here's their perspective. And you get a sense of, okay, here's where this goes. Then they might say, you know, there's some other things I see online that are really appealing to me. I might come to one of his events. I might get one of his more expensive programs. I might take advantage of this for other people. So that staging process is really important. You need to give folks a way of doing that in steps. The second thing that I want to mention, and this kind of relates to what you're saying in terms of cheapening your products or making things very cheap. But there is a concept that is very effective, and this concept is lost leaders. And we all know about that in the context of supermarkets and department stores and all of that. You know, we get those circulars. We see things on sale. We see these incredible deals. And those deals are designed to get you in the door. What they've decided is, you know, we can offer this orange juice at this lower price, so we can offer this box of tissues or these various other products at a lower price, and people rush in to buy those things. Now, how many people rush in to get that one thing, and then they leave having spent hundreds of dollars on other things? Because once they're in the supermarket, once they're in the store, they say, oh, wow, I need this and I need that.
Mm-hmm.
And now with cell phones, they get on the phone, they call their husbands, they call their wives. They ask, do we have this at home? Do we have that at home? And before you know it, they need help getting out of the store because they've bought so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So developing a lost leader is a powerful strategy for an entrepreneur. It gives customers a way of giving themselves a reason to take advantage of your services and what you have to offer, because they look at it and they say, wow, this is a great deal. and I'll come in and I'll take advantage of that deal. So it's a door opening process. The third thing I want to mention, and stop me if you need to take a break at some point.
Oh, no, it's fine.
The third thing I want to mention in terms of monetizing is what I would call client mix. And one of the things that I learned really well in corporate America is that even though you might be known for one thing, that does not mean that you can't offer products and services that are not narrow to that category to others. You take, for example, a hotel chain like the Marriott Hotel. We all think of them as a hotel chain. We may not realize how successful they are and how they actually started in supplying food to airlines and how much of a business that is. In fact, we might not even realize that because we visit a place like that for our own enjoyment and our own leisure and entertainment, that business people do the same thing, or that airlines do the same things. Many people who are flight attendants and pilots, you know, airlines will book them in these hotels. So we may not even think of the fact that they have large relationships with corporations for conventions, for events. Weddings happen there. People go there on vacation. Airlines go there. So when you're looking at your business, you have to really say, who are all the people who might be able to take advantage of what I have to offer? And you have to deliberately look for a mix of clients. Now, some of them may not take the lead in terms of whom you're marketing to. You might not, everyone might not see your marketing to certain clients. But very often what you know a customer, what you know an organization by is not where they make most of their money. In fact, one company that comes to mind, they're now structured a little differently than they were. But Rolls-Royce for a long time was known for its luxury cars, its legendary automobiles. But they were making primarily their money from aircraft engines. So it's an example of how we, if we don't really understand how a business really works, we'll miss the opportunity to monetize.
And this is, you know, Andre, I was listening to you and these things began flashing in my mind. I know here in Connecticut where I am, a lot of the grocery stores or grocery chains have now built gas stations. So when you go there, you're getting part of your receipt to the gas they want you to go and get at the gas station. And for the ones who have not yet built the gas stations themselves, they are giving you coins to go to other gas stations that they partner with. And this is why collaboration for entrepreneurs is so important. And that's why Mastermind Group is so important. But I think there are too many entrepreneurs that have the lone ranger mentality. And because of that, that's why we're really not getting everything that we desire.
Well, you know, you have to, you know, one thing about business that you learn rather quickly is that if you don't do something, you are not going to be able to pay those bills. And the client that you think is going to be the one who is going to mail in the check or do what they say they're going to do, they're going to be the one who calls you and says, you know, I can't do it this week. I can do it in a couple of weeks. And so if you are not really focused on having all of your oars in the water, so to speak, all of your focus on having as much business as you can, as diverse business as you can, as large a business as you can, and building partnerships, collaborations, alliances, and creative ideas, you're going to struggle as an entrepreneur. And one of the things that we don't understand, because we are so oriented towards getting employment and having a job, is just how much focus and activity is required in order to be good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, today, you know, things look rather easy sometimes. But, mm-hmm. You know, when you look at someone, you know, for example, you see someone who's in great shape and mm-hmm. You know, they're physically, they're in great shape, their muscles are toned and all those mm-hmm. things. That mm-hmm. didn't happen in a day or two.
That's right. That's right.
That's a person who's committed mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. week after week, month after
that's
month,
right.
year
that's
after
right.
year. There's mm-hmm. a lot of discipline that's involved in that process. Mm-hmm. Just
a
like, you know, some of the ideas we're talking about here, you know, just to put this in perspective, the first time I really began to focus on running my own business was in the 70s, was in the mid-70s. Some of the folks that I work with as clients, they were just born around that time. And it's, you know, I've been doing this a long time as, you know, and I think the first seminar I did you know, in terms of entrepreneurship and building a business was in the early 80s. So,
my Lord.
This is not just something you look at and say, hey, I'm going to rush in and it's going to be mm-hmm. An overnight success. Mm-hmm. It is going to be, you can, in a rather short period, get to a new level of consciousness and a new level of capability, but in order for it to be all the things that it should be, it takes focus, determination, and time.
Yeah, I tell people that a lot of overnight success took 35 years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but
some people are shocked at how long someone mm-hmm. will be at something in order to make
that's
it
right.
successful.
That's right. And that's what it takes. It's commitment. I think, when was it? I think this past Sunday or something, I did a segment on, do you love yourself enough to commit? And mm-hmm. it was a thought. It was a thought-provoking title, because
yep.
I know a lot of people were going to come on thinking I was talking about an intimate relationship,
mm-hmm.
but I was talking about you really loving yourself enough to stay committed to that which you're called to do. Even when you had fire in your apartment, even when you had to get up and go to school the next day, you're working until midnight, do
mm-hmm.
you love yourself enough to stay committed after all the adversities, you know?
Yeah, and sometimes I say to people, for example, I was recently, someone was working with me and helping me sort of look at the various intellectual assets that I've developed over the years, and
mm-hmm.
I have written thousands of newsletters,
mm-hmm.
hundreds of articles for other publications.
Mm-hmm.
I've done hundreds of recordings.
Mm-hmm.
I've done tons of videos.
Mm-hmm.
I've, you know, my YouTube channel probably has, I don't know, at the moment, probably has about 125 or so videos and
mm-hmm.
so many that I haven't posted. So
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, all of this, and I have, you know, dozens of products online. I have, for example, a 14-book series that I wrote for management, for companies who are helping their managers become more effective.
Mm-hmm.
When you read my book, You Can Still Win, you're going to read about 30-plus years of my life and sort of what happened in that process and the lessons learned in that process and how
mm-hmm.
you can apply them to your life and so forth. So, you know, this has been a lifelong commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the folks who I know who are entering the speaking business and writing business and, you know, they look at this and they say, wow, you know, I could do that. And
mm-hmm.
what they don't often realize is that the speaking part is easy.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's the other aspects of the business that really make you really good. Just like in any
mm-hmm.
any field, the great,
mm-hmm.
the best musicians, the best artists are those who actually have the ability to bring their work to the market, and that requires
mm-hmm.
some business savvy.
Business savvy. And for those people who don't have the business savvy, what are some recommendations for them? Because I know too many people are shying away from partnerships and collaboration. And I think, I, you know, maybe rightfully so, because they have been bitten, and they say once bitten, twice shy. But I know from personal experience, there comes a time when you have to let go and said, you know, let that be gone by. How do we forge these new relationships that we can really move ahead without holding on to the baggages of the past of being bitten?
Well, there are a couple of things. And in fact, this actually plays in nicely to the next monetizing strategy I wanted to mention, which is the fourth strategy, which I would call recency and frequency. And what that means is that you are much more appealing as a partner if folks have heard from you recently and they see that you're active frequently. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things that actually can really help your career in a dramatic way. It's kind of like I can remember when I worked in a restaurant, for some reason, people would come up to the counter and they would see this, you used to have this machine that would, these old style machines that would have sort of fruit punch in it. And the way those machines worked, it was a big sort of plexiglass top, and it was designed to rotate the juice so it was kind of flowing through there. And you could see when you came in that this juice was kind of flowing through there. And it kind of created some action. And for some reason that was not on, the customers would always ask, is this cold? And they would ask if it's cold because they didn't see any action. They didn't see anything happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the message here is that one sure way to improve your ability to monetize, your ability to partner, your ability to raise your business to new heights is to be seen as active. So a lot of times we have customers that we don't call. We have people on our email list that we haven't written to recently. We haven't published anything in a long time. We haven't put out a new product. We're not doing any events. And nobody wants to do business with someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to do business with someone who is active and vibrant and demonstrating that they're dynamic out there in the market. So I think that is one key when it comes to developing external relationships. Now, the other thing that's important in terms of recency and frequency is your own knowledge and personal development. There are a lot of people out there who are relying on knowledge that they had 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, when they were in college. And even though I've been doing this for decades, the amount of information I consume on a daily basis about what I do and the amount of commitment I make to learning more about business and trends and opportunities and strategies is almost equal to the amount of effort I put into my content development and my marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really commit to being recent in terms of your knowledge, being frequent in terms of your study and your knowledge, and combining all that with your outbound efforts so that people can see your relevance. If you don't do that, you're going to have a hard time monetizing.
Wonderful. If you are just joining me, you are listening to the conversation with expert Andre Taylor, and today we are talking about creative ways to monetize as entrepreneurs. Utilize this time wisely. Call in 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. I thank the people who are hanging out in the chat room. You're also welcome to type your questions in the lower section of the box, or you too can call in at 646-915-8166. Again, my expert for this last hour is expert Andre Taylor, who is doing an amazing job to change the ways that we as entrepreneurs do business. Andre, we only have 25 minutes and 26 seconds leave. So I just want to let you be aware. Why did you laugh?
Well, you're giving me a count, but you know what? We can accomplish a lot in that time. That's plenty time, Daphne.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I also want the listeners to know because, you know, when I have amazing experts like yourself on, there's so much to give the people. Mm. And, you know, there's so much because it's good stuff. We only give the best. We only bring the best people on this platform. So, again, I'm honored. Welcome, guest 363, to the show. Get yourself involved by calling in or typing your question in the bottom of the box. Thank you for joining us. So continue, Andre.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the fifth strategy. Now, so far I've talked about staging, developing a loss leader, having the proper client mix, having some recency and frequency in both your internal and external activities. And the fifth strategy, which is really the last strategy here, is packaging properly. And the thing I want to say there is that this is an area where there is so much opportunity for entrepreneurs and people of all kinds. In fact, sometimes what people are truly buying more than anything is packaging. You know, sometimes products are very, very similar, if not identical. And they're buying packaging. I was thinking about this the other night when I was watching television and one of these entertainment shows came on. I forget whether it was Entertainment Tonight or what it was. And then right after it, a show came on, which I think was Access Hollywood, and they were identical. The same stories, the same news, the same video. And I thought, wow, these are two different programs reporting on the exact same activities. And these aren't shows that I typically watch, but I was sort of intrigued by the packaging and how that, in effect, they were really, it was just your preference. Who would you rather hear this from? Or do you want to hear it again from a different person?
Mm-hmm.
This is very common on a lot of cable channels now where there'll be sort of a running story that will be happening during the day, and there'll just be different hosts who will address that story from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so packaging is really crucial. You know, one of the things I shared on the radio show that you heard me last on was this story of how I was able, once I left corporate America, to build a business from scratch with no capital, really no resources in terms of being able to move into the industry that I was moving into. And I was able to do that in a series of months from zero to a company that was, you know, worth multiple millions of dollars. And that really came from understanding the power of packaging. In fact, I think one of the values I had, benefits I had, was I had worked in corporate America, so I understood how to package something properly so that corporate buyers would respond to it. In short, my company had developed a concept, a technological concept that would enable professional sports teams to better analyze the performance of their players. Now, this was going to involve digital technology, which was rather new then. This is the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And was going to result in their ability to quickly analyze player performance with these tools. The problem is we didn't have the money to buy those tools. We didn't have any way to demonstrate it. And we did not have any of the things that we really needed to get partners to buy into this notion that we could together market this to professional teams. The bottom line is we put it on paper. We developed a series of presentations. We went out and we knocked on doors. I did a lot of cold calling. I found a company that invited us in. We went in, we made a presentation, and they were so excited about the opportunity that they asked us what did they have to do to participate. And I asked them to detail what benefits they might bring to the project. ultimately, we asked them for several million dollars to be our partner in the process. And they decided that they were very interested. They couldn't do the number, weren't able to do the number that we asked for, but they did do a number some 6-7 months later that turned our company from having $0 in the bank, no resources, no capability, to being a dominant player in that market. We were then able to secure new clients. We were one of the first companies to develop this technology. And as a result, we launched a business that ultimately turned into a multi-million dollar enterprise simply because we understood how to package it properly for corporate buyers to understand it and to value it.
Wow. That's the bottom line there. Wow. And it's amazing. And I am so glad that we talked about this morning, because I listened to you and I said, he's talking about me. He ain't talking to anybody else. None of the 100,000 people out there that listen to my show, Andre. This segment was not for them. It was for me. It was for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you feel that, because one of the things I always say to folks is that when you're out there, particularly when you're speaking and writing, the first person you're speaking and writing to is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I go out and speak, the client will get fixated on, you know, let's get the evaluations and see how everyone responded to this and see whether they liked it or disliked it. And I can always tell whether my speech or my talk or my workshop was relevant by the personal conversations I have with those who are participating. And when someone comes up to me and they say, this was for me, I know my work is done. Because maybe there are 500 people in the audience, but I needed to speak to that one person who was there. And so you can't get, again, as we started this process, you can't get so fixated on what everyone else is doing, what everyone else is saying, how everyone else is evaluating you. Focus on what you have to do, and what you have to do will result in great success for you and powerful success for those who are resonating with you.
Wow. You know, there is a lady, Buzz Radio. She says she just enjoy listening to, I truly enjoy hearing Andre. He's awesome, Sam.
Thank you.
You know, this is, we have Karen Yankovic, who was my first expert on before the hour before you. She knows that you are good at what you do, so she's lingering here in the chat room and listening too. I have another colleague out Ohio. I think it's Canton, Ohio, Miss Computer Lady. She's been on. She came on for Karen, and she's here for you too. So I thank these amazing people, guest 287, and all the other people who sign on. I encourage you guys, if you are not yet following me here on the radio, I want you to follow me and connect with me as a friend. This way you'll come up with your name and I can address you by your name instead of having you as a guest number. But I still treasure and honor you coming to listen to me. And I want to give you an opportunity. We have only a mere 16 minutes remaining in this segment, so I want to give you an opportunity to call in with your questions. Lady O, that's you, my friend, out of Maryland. Odessa Hopkins, she and her amazingly handsome husband is doing some phenomenal work over there.
All right,
with
be careful now, Daphne, talking about Odessa's husband now.
Oh, yeah, she knows. She knows she can trust me.
Yes, I know Odessa very well. Hello, Odessa.
Yes, she's an amazing woman. She and I met quite a few years ago at the Power Networking Conference down in Cleveland, Ohio. Another phenomenal couple. She and her husband, they are movers and shakers over there. I tell you, I am in good company. I'm in good company with all these people that are doing. Where will you be speaking next, Andre? She wants to know.
Well, I'm heading to a couple places. I'm going to be speaking for a corporate, a private event I'm doing next week here in New York for a company that's involved in pharmaceutical sales, and then I'm heading to Winston-Salem. I'm going to be speaking to Winston-Salem State University. I'm also going to be speaking at the Youth Summit at Tuskegee University in a couple of weeks. So we have a couple of the Tuskegee, Alabama. So we've got a couple of things on the burner here that are coming up.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Okay, Andre, we kind of went off track, but I want to ask you, would you please come back?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And before I take off, I just want to encourage everyone online. You know, it wouldn't be fair to give you all these tips about monetizing if I didn't try to monetize for myself.
Exactly.
You've got to go to AndreTaylor.com. You've got to pick up You Can Still Win. You know, this is a book that this is not just something I slapped together to say, hey, this would be good to sell. What I put in that book, I have to tell you, this was an unfolding, a really self-discovery about what has really made me able to accomplish certain things. What was the reflection? What were the obstacles? How did I get around them? How can someone learn from them? What are the techniques? And every time I listen to the audio, every time I read the book or watch the video, I'm excited about this because it reminds me of the kinds of things that you have to be focused on these
mm-hmm.
days. The phrase, you can still win, was a phrase that I used to tell myself all the time.
That's
when
right.
things were really tough, when things were really challenging, and I heard myself saying that to myself. And the thing that entrepreneurs need, in fact, everybody needs this, but entrepreneurs really need this, is moral support, encouragement. They need to be reminded every day. That's why someone like Odessa, and it's wonderful to have a spouse involved in this process because that person can remind you when you might have some doubts or some challenges. So go to my website, AndreTaylor.com, pick up You Can Still Win, pick up the book, pick up the video, pick up multiple copies. It will serve you well, and it will be your success guide that will enable you to actually implement some of the things that we're talking about today, and there's just so many powerful tips inside.
Amazing. Andre, you still have 12 minutes remaining, and you could use that to just summarize. And again, I want to thank you. I've ordered the audio book. I've ordered the physical book and everything because my car is my library. So I like to have both a written and a digital way of learning. So I can't wait to read that book. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be calling you on the phone.
Well, listen, I'm always happy to speak with you, Daphne. I think
yes.
that we have to support one another. We have to find a way to keep these ideas vibrant in people's minds. Mm-hmm. I think that more than ever today, the world is complex. It's challenging. People have setbacks. They're talking about, you know, they had the government shut down and all this, that, and the other going on. And
mm-hmm.
you have to remain focused on what
mm-hmm.
you have to do, which
mm-hmm.
is being successful, which is
mm-hmm.
demonstrating yourself and using your God-given talents in
mm-hmm.
ways that you might not even realize that you can use. We all have great capacity, and winning is really, in my eyes, it is being able to look inside and say no to all of the influences and negativity that's out there and being able to speak to that person in you that you know you are, your capabilities, and allowing that person to stand up and take a leadership position. Winning is so important, not in the context of wrestling other people to the ground and opposing and hurting other people, but it's really a game of winning your own mind and winning your own consciousness and staying focused on those things most important. We spoke about monetizing, and I just want to summarize those five things. The first thing was staging. That is being able to understand that all deals, all sales, all marketing, all opportunities involves several steps. Don't get too impatient. Don't think that it's all going to happen immediately. It's a process. It's a cycle. And as you work that process and cycle, you will start to see evidence of success. You'll start to see people tugging at the line. And you will start to see that you can actually make things happen by a phasing, a series of steps. The second thing is loss leading. And that is a giving strategy. That's essentially saying, look, I'm going to give away something or at a reduced price or at a great incentive so that I can get people in the door so they can understand better who I am, what I have to offer, and they will see other things that they want to take advantage of. So a loss leader is essentially pricing something at a very low level or even giving something away so that you can attract people who will ultimately be long-term customers. The third strategy was client mix, and that's about variety and diversity. That's about saying, okay, yes, I know I'm in this business, but how many ways can I take my products and services and capabilities and make them available to different kinds of clients? This is it could also be a seasonal strategy. It can be a corporate and a personal strategy. It could be a regional strategy. It can be multiple industries. So it's really looking at how can I do this in a way that is diverse. The fourth point was recency and frequency, and that is being present, being relevant, and making sure that you are someone that people see is dynamic and not stagnant. I told that story about that punch machine there when I was working in a restaurant. It's a great example. No one wants to buy anything that looks like no one else is buying. I think it's Barbara Corcoran who has this wonderful phrase she uses. Everybody wants what everybody wants, and nobody wants what nobody wants. The fifth point is packaging, and that's being able to put a nice bow around what you're doing to help people understand the power of it, the value of it, and helping people see that it's something that they would love to own, and there'd be some pride of ownership attached to it. Packaging is extremely important because these days you have to boil things down so that people can understand them. In fact, one of the examples of that is what I'm doing right now. We're talking about monetizing. I'm giving you five very specific ideas and tips on how you can do that. There are many more that I could discuss, but I chose five because I thought we'd have enough time to go through them. So staging, loss leader, client mix, recency and frequency, and packaging are creative ways to monetize.
Andre, would you please repeat loss leader? Someone said they didn't get that too clearly from the chat room. Would you be kind enough to just repeat that one, please?
Yes, a loss leader is a product or service that you are selling at a reduced price. The phrase really pertains to, in effect, taking a loss on it because you know that that will be something that is desired, it's something that will attract customers, it's something that will get people in the door. I gave the example of those things that you see in a supermarket. When you first walk in the door, there'll be piles of things in if you go into the supermarket, and those things will be staples, things that you really want to have, things that you really desire that will be offered at a discount. Very often those things are piled up there like that because those are attractors. And once a person is in the door, they will not only buy the orange juice or the bread or whatever it is that's being offered there at a discount, but they'll look at many other things in the store. Loss leader is really a giving strategy. You're giving someone a great deal on something so that you can get them in the tent.
Well. I tell you something. Oh, we deliver again today, guys. If I may toot my horn myself, we have delivered today two amazing experts, Karen Yankovic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Expert Andre Taylor, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want you both to know that Whenever you have a message you want to share, you have a platform here. I'm only a phone call away. I'm here to add value. I'm here to collaborate and partner with people who are doing amazing, amazing things. I want you to go to their websites, pick up their material so you can begin to invest in yourself and acquire the knowledge that you need. Listen, you can't just sit down and not invest in yourself. You have to keep fresh. You have to be learned. Every day you have to learn something. You know, Karen mentioned about writing about your client in your journal. Andre gave you five phenomenal steps here to follow to monetize. Call them up. Let them know after you implement what they told you, the result you get. Too often we get something and we don't give anything back. You need to let people know after you utilize the information they give you, the result you get. Again, I want to thank both of my experts for coming on this morning and for adding value to this journey that I am on. And again, Andre, you have 4 minutes. You have any closing thoughts you want to give?
Well, I think the closing thought I would say is that we are in the last quarter of the year. In fact, October is almost over. And this is a very good time to assess where you are this year and where you'd like to be in the coming year. It's a good time to take stock. It's a good time to make some plans. Think about what you've accomplished, what you've learned, and what you need to learn. Continue to invest in yourself and continue to believe in what you can do. Believe that you can have what you want. Believe that you can experience what you want. No matter what it looks like at the moment, you have the capability of rising to new levels. You just have to understand that it's going to take some work on your consciousness, work on your techniques and your tactics. You're going to have to be focused on it. You can still win.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Andre. And as we thanks, Lady O, thanks Guest 287, thanks D. Boone, thanks Miss Computer Lady for just coming on and investing your time to listen to that you could get the needed information to move your business to the next level. And continued success, Mr. Andre Taylor, in everything that you're doing. And you're going to be hearing from me real soon. Because, hey, the sister needs you. And I'm going to be calling you. So, again, I just want to thank each and every one of you. And as we always say here at the ending of the show, you are all created for a destiny. And we have given you this morning quite a few valuable tools that can help you to utilize and follow your destiny. So long. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you again on Sunday when we'll be talking about some stories about resiliency and adversity. So long, and I see you on Sunday.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going through a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called.